Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes in a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a unique kind of hybrid movie, part documentary, part drama, and it's called American Animals.
This is a true story, but it's played around with, and I think very entertaining, fascinating. It takes place in Kentucky. Some college boys get together and plan on an escapade that will make them millions, they think.
Right. What they do is they plot to rob a library of some very highly valuable books. They really see this as an opportunity, but they really discover how badly things can go if you don't plan these things out and if you're doing something that's obviously crooked.
That's true. Plus, it's comical, which makes it entertaining. They're just so immature. But I went with a friend to see this, and afterwards, the discussion had to do with, were they sociopaths to begin with, or were they, I felt they were simply immature.
So you didn't find them, in your clinical opinion, as being sociopaths?
No. I felt they were, perhaps they could have been, maybe one of them was truly criminal-minded, but it just seemed like it was an escapade, a fantasy, pretend game, and then when it became real, they were stuck in the middle.
Right.
It was fun.
Yeah, it's a thought-provoking examination of memory and morality and the consequences of one's choices.
Exactly.
And I thought very skillfully done.
Very skillfully done. The way they would have the actors play out the episodes with the college boys, and then you'd have the real people mm-hmm. in adult life talk about what happened.
Right. It's an intriguing movie.
Yes.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.